Let's begin with the invocation as we say the first phrase toward the one, Ahad, that one that cannot be duplicated or divided into parts. Everything we know can be subdivided into smaller and smaller parts, but that one is indivisible. Toward the one, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. So I want to continue with the practice of the symbol that Bawa Pirzia was doing yesterday, and just to have the context. So, of course, in the classical yogic systems, there's going straight up the chakras from the bottom of the spine right up to the crown. But in this Sufi system, we start and we come up, but then we spend time in what I'll call the heart center. And that has four different aspects. There's the heart center on the left, where the physical heart is, the heart center on the right, which is more subtle, the heart center in the center, and the solar plexus right at the bottom of the sternum where the ribs part. So these four make up a kind of inner geography of the total heart center. And then from that center, then going up to the third eye and the crown. So there's the form of the cross going straight up the classical chakras, but then the horizontal line coming across with the three heart centers, so forming a cross of light right in the middle. In the yogic system, the Anahata chakra, or the Latifa Siria, the seer in the Sufi system. So in the practice of the symbol, start developing all four of those centers. And part of what's so wonderful about this practice, it's not only a practice of turning within and working on these centers, but then, as Pirzia talked about, the two qualities, Murshid talks about the two wings of indifference and independence. And the indifference isn't that we're indifferent outwardly to people. We're not indifferent about life or people's situations. We care very much. But we're indifferent to some of those impressions that come to us or that we have generated ourselves. And the independence, so that's considered the wing on the left, and the wing on the right, which we'll get to, is independence. Because there's only one form of independence, and that's by being dependent upon the one and only source, upon being dependent upon God, Yahweh, Allah, Brahma, Wankantanka, whatever that name we put to the one absolute true. Everything else, I mean, I think I depend on my car in a certain sense. I trust that it'll start and that, but all those things that I depend upon, my house, those things are all transitory. I cannot truly depend upon them. The only thing I can depend upon is the One. And a person might say, oh, this is only imagination. Sort of in this dismissive term that imagination is like this thing that's ephemeral or something, it's not very valuable. But there's all these levels of imagination. I mean, the building we're sitting in right now started as imagination. Someone imagined it was possible. And then later came everything else, the construction, the gathering of the materials. And that's just the lowest level of imagination. And we are imagining our lives. We are imagining what we want to do next week, next year. We're imagining existence. And in Sufi terms, beyond that level of imagination, there's the imaginal level of existence where we get to archetypes. So this whole thing of imagination is part of the great creative process of the universe. So as we work with this image of having a wing from each shoulder blade, like plumes or waves of life and light energy, ripples of luminescence. It's, in a certain sense, it's Pier Vilayat once said, put your soul in charge of your life. Put your soul in charge of your life. So we'll say Yah Ahad, the One. And feeling that Yah in the heart center, in the middle of the chest, the calling forth the quality, O Thou, Yah, and then Ahad, moving out from that. Yah Ahad, 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 Yah Ahad. Yah Ahad, 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 Yah Ahad. Yah Ahad, 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 Yah Ahad. Be aware of the breath. Don't exhale fully and breathe in a natural breath and hold the breath just for a moment and tune into feeling your physical heartbeat as you hold the breath. And then just exhale a full but no strain, just a full but relaxed exhalation. Inhale, hold the breath just a moment and tune in to feeling your heartbeat. Now when you hold your breath briefly, not only feel the heartbeat, but feel the pulsing in your circulatory system. Maybe in your fingers, your arms, your neck, maybe your legs. But see, as you hold the breath momentarily, can you feel that very subtle pulsing in rhythm with the beat of the heart? As you inhale, can you gain a sense of drawing the energy in toward the heart center in the middle of the chest? Like there's a contraction of the energy field, the aura, the light field, the akashic body. As you inhale and hold the breath just a little bit longer, feel that heartbeat, the pulse, and then exhale and feel a sense of subtle sense of expansion as you exhale and contraction as you inhale. Inhaling with a sense of subtle sense of contraction. Hold the breath briefly, feel the heartbeat, the pulsing of the circulatory system. Exhale, sense of expansion, particularly around the chest, the upper part of the body. Now as you hold the breath, really let your attention be not in the body, but surrounding the body. Can you feel just beyond your skin a subtle pulsing in that same rhythm of the heart and the circulatory system? That there's a pulsing just beyond the physical form as you hold the breath. And then a relaxed but full exhalation, inhalation. As you hold the breath, to feel this subtle pulsing like a wave. the sense that the physical body is the hard core within this, our energetic, our luminous body of light. It's like the physical body is a crystallized center, but our real body is this whole complex with this crystallized core in the middle. Where we focus our attention, the breath tends to follow. So now we'll bring our attention to the heart center in the left, the qalb or latifa, qalbiyya, on the left side where the physical heart is. And just with your concentration, get the sense of, even without turning your eyes there, that you're looking in that direction, the sense of breathing into that center and breathing out from it. As you breathe out, the center is relaxed, it's open, softening. And now as we inhale and bring an energetic channel up from the heart on the left, up to the left shoulder blade, up and back a little bit. As you inhale, come up and focus on that area. And then as you exhale, go back down to the heart. So you're tracing this energetic pathway from the heart back and slightly up to the shoulder blade on the left. Breathing up to the shoulder blade and back down to the heart. Breathe up to the shoulder blade, and as you exhale, imagine a luminous wing unfolding up and back out of the shoulder blade with feathers of light, just ripples of gentle energy as you exhale, like a wing expanding, unfolding. And as you inhale, the wing contracts back toward the shoulder blade. As you exhale, the wing unfolds like waves or ripples of light. And as you inhale, the sense of contraction. And as we exhale and the wing expands, this is the wing of indifference. So it's, Pirzia has this wonderful phrase, as the wing expands, the sense of it sweeping away our reactive emotions. Most of the time, or so much of the time in life, we're either pushing away things we don't want or grasping at things we are trying to get. So as you exhale the wing, it sweeps away the accumulated dust of reactive emotions. As you inhale, it's revealing what's present in your essence. Exhaling this expansive wing and wave of light and effulgence, contracting on the inhalation back toward the shoulder blade. Now we'll say Ya Samad. Which Pirzia defined as the eternal, but said that doesn't really encapsulate it fully. It's the one who is loved in every beloved. Ya Samad, 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 Ya Samad. Now bring the attention to the heart center on the right breast, Latifa Ruhia, the Ruh, the subtle center. Again, the sense of breathing in and breathing out from that center. Awakening, sensitizing. Gently opening. And now as you inhale, again, draw an energetic channel from the heart center on the right up to the right shoulder blade. As you inhale, being aware of the shoulder blade, then exhale back down to the heart center. Repeat that. Inhaling up to the shoulder blade, exhaling back down to the Ruh. Then inhaling and again concentrating on the right shoulder blade, and as you exhale, unfolding, expanding up and out, a luminous wing, filaments of light, waves of light. As you exhale and as you inhale, contracting the wing back toward the right shoulder blade. Expanding on the exhalation, contracting on the inhalation. And as we exhale, this is the wing of independence. So as you exhale, the wing expands, and everything that's temporary that we think we depend on is swept away, and all that is left is the one, the true, the real, the absolute. And now to do both wings simultaneously. So as you exhale, think of both, bring your breath to both shoulder blades with the sense of the wings expanding out. And as you inhale, draw the light in, the wings coming in close to the shoulder blades on the inhalation. And both shoulders, wings expanding up and out, waves of light. let's bring the attention back to the Latifa Syria, the seer, the heart center in the middle of the chest. Breathing in and breathing out, and as you breathe in, have this sense of turning within. What does that mean, to turn within? Not only turning within a sense maybe of the body, but again of that subtle sense that we were feeling perhaps before with the heartbeat and the pulse and the sense of the energy field that is our true body. To inhale, turn within to a subtle sense of refined energy. Then as you exhale, focus on the seer as being a miniature sun radiating from the center of your chest. Exhaling, radiating outward, inhaling, feeling that subtle inner sense of perception. And again, at the end of the inhalation, you might want to hold the breath just briefly. Sense your inner condition and then exhale with the concentration of your seer heart center being like a miniature sun radiating outward and radiating backward through the shoulder blades, out through the shoulders on each side. We're going to inhale up from the Latifa Syria up to the third eye. So again, as you inhale, bring your attention up. You might even want to take your index finger just for a moment and touch that spot in your forehead between the eyebrows and just up a little bit. And as you inhale, feel the energy rise up to touch your fingertip, and then as you exhale, it goes back down to the heart. So you're clearing this channel of light and life. Up to the third eye and back down to the heart. Clearing and describing an energetic pathway. And then breathe up and just focus on the third eye. Like you're breathing into and out from the third eye. Then repeating the same sequence, breathing in from the third eye up to the crown center, to the very top of the head, that spot when we were born, there was a small opening before the skull closed, right at the top of the head. So inhaling and turning your eyes just slightly upward, As you inhale, hold the breath for a moment, like you're looking at that spot, and then exhale back to the third eye. And with the third eye, it has this sense, then the energy begins to move outward, like there's a beam of light being projected forward from the third eye as you exhale. Then you inhale up, turn the eyes up toward the crown center, hold the breath for just a moment, and exhale back down and out the third eye. Feels like there's a pull, that the energy wants to be pulled out, projected forward in the third eye. Bring the attention solely to the third eye, the sense you're breathing into and out. And as we inhale, eyes turned slightly up, not exaggerated, toward the crown center. Hold the breath and turn your tongue up and back so that the tip of the tongue is back between your back molars, touching the roof of the mouth. And hold your breath for nothing exaggerated or strenuous, but hold the breath a little bit longer, curl the tongue up, hold your breath, look up to the crown center, and actually as you inhale up to the crown center and through the crown center, above the crown center, like you're drawing up a fountain of light, and hold the breath and focus your attention like all your energy is rising up through the crown center. And then exhale, but keep the concentration still on the crown center with both the inhalation and the exhalation. As you inhale, see if you feel a kind of buoyancy, a kind of being lifted or pulled or floating upward. As you inhale, and then on the exhalation, just a sense of expansion, like layers or doors of light are being opened. And with this, we'll say Yah Kudus, the pure spirit. And toning the sound softly. Yah Kudus, Yah Kudus, Yah Kudus. Yeah. Silently inhaling, thinking Caduce, and hold the breath and turn the eyes upward. With each breath, can you have a sense of rising to a finer, subtler level of light? Now as we inhale, let the light drift down through the crown center as you're inhaling, coming down like a fine mist into the brain as you're inhaling and feeling the brain lit up from within. As you inhale, the light descends through the crown center and the cells, the neurons of the brain just begin to sparkle, to dance with light. So you feel that inside of the brain just sparkling and filled with light. Inhale again and just relax. Then inhaling, letting the light descend into the brain. Hold the breath, the brain just becomes lit up, dancing with light. And as you exhale, again, now focus on the third eye, that the light coming out of the brain, coming along the optic nerve to the eyes. The eyes project the light forward with the eyes closed, and the third eye is following that projection of light. The eyes are like two headlights of a car being projected forward, and the light of the third eye is following that. So we inhale, letting that light fall and descend naturally into the brain. Hold the breath for a moment, feeling the brain lit up from within. And as you exhale, focus, the light is coming out from your brain, following the optic nerve out through your eyes, projecting out. The third eye is following it at the same time, and the light of the eyes and the light of the third eye meet at a point 4, 5, 6 feet out in front of you. So inhaling down, feeling yourself luminous, filled with light. Hold the breath briefly and exhale out the light of the eyes. Well, the main focus is breathing down into the brain. At the same time, it can be this sense of a subtle shower of light, a mist descending all around us, like under a shower of light as we inhale. We begin to trace a circle starting from our left shoulder down to the bottom of the spine, up the right shoulder, right up. Trace with your glance, with your third eye, like you're swinging a laser beam. Exhale down the circle and inhale as you come up and hold the breath at the top just for a moment. Then exhale, like you're looking with your glance, creating a circle of light, swinging a laser beam, a torch. We're actually starting to churn the aura. Exhaling down, and as you start to come up to the right, inhaling, hold the breath just for a moment at the top, then exhale, swinging, creating a circle of light. And each time, feel the circle start to get a little bit larger. So the circle now, you start to swing not at the bottom of your spine, but right underneath you, and you reach right up above your head. Hold the breath, then exhale far out to the left, down, down, up and around, reaching right up, holding the breath, turning your eyes upward. End this phase by, on the exhalation, inhaling up to the top, holding the breath. And now, instead of holding the breath at the top with the eyes up, as you get to the top, inhale, but with the sense of the light descending down through the crown, the third eye, to the heart, in the center of the chest, and feeling your heart again become like a radiant sun. And most of the light stays there, but some of the energy you can feel going right down to the bottom of your spine. Just exhaling the circle, eyes up, then inhale. Feel it like a mantle of light coming around your shoulders, your chest, descending, but focusing on the heart center, but feeling some of it also descends downward. Exhaling the circle. Feel surrounded by light, enveloped in light. as we make the circle, we'll say Yanur, the all-pervading light. And as the head comes down, we'll say Yamunawar, a light upon a light. As the surah in the Quran says, a light upon a light. So Yanur in the circle and Yamunawar, the lamp, as the head comes down. Yanur, Yamunawar, 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 Yanur, Yamunawar. Once more, Yanur, Yamunawar. Let the breath become centered in the heart center, the Latifa Syria, in the middle of the chest. As you inhale and as you exhale, can you again, in a very subtle way, feel the sense of the wings of light? As you exhale and contracting in on the inhalation. Take a couple of deeper breaths. Feel the bottom of your spine, or if you're sitting in a chair, your feet on the floor, or your cross-legged, your legs. Feel your torso and your shoulders, your hands. We'll end with saying the healing prayer. Those of you who know it can join me. And if we raise our hands with the palms up, and to be aware of our hands. And just feel your hands for a moment. Bring your full concentration to your little finger. Can you feel your little finger, the knuckle, the fingernail? Now feel the ring finger. Feel as it extends out from the hand, again, the knuckles, the fingernail. And feel the middle finger, how it's longer, it's alive. The index finger, the pointer finger. And feel the fingernail. Feel the thumb, how it sort of curves around. Feel your palm of your hand like a little cup. So for a moment, breathe into your whole hand. Feel it as alive. And we say the prayer and raise our hands. And as you bring the hands down, feel like your fingers are like combs of light. As you bring them down, it's like you're combing your body with these fingers of light, bringing down a wave of light, of purification, of love, of blessing, of closeness. Say the healing prayer. Beloved Lord, Almighty God, through the rays of the sun, through the waves of the air, through the all-pervading life in space, purify and revivify me, and I pray, heal my body, heart, and soul. So again, be aware of your feet or your tailbone sitting on the floor. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Could you play the other piece of music? Thank you. to breakfast when you're ready.